WABE's Rose Scott, co-host of Closer Look, has reported on a number of hard-hitting stories affecting young people, including the sex trafficking of minors in Atlanta and the cheating scandal in Atlanta public schools. She is drawn to stories about those whose voices may not otherwise be heard, and often what she uncovers isn't pretty. It's good to have a break from that. So when asked to tell us about one of her favorite books for WABE Page Turners, she chose a children's chapter book that's also all about escape.
I thought, I'm going to reach back and pull out a book that really, from page one, took my imagination right into the story. It's called The Dagger Quick. It's a local author by the name of Brian Ames.
This is a kid's chapter book. What is The Dagger Quick about?
The Dagger Quick, the central character is 12 years old. His name is Keto. It's set in the pirate times, so it's swashbuckling adventure. His father is killed, and I don't want to give too much of it away, but he's fighting other pirates, and he's on a mission, and he's dealing with the uncle.
And the uncle is, like, the head pirate.
Well, his uncle is, a bad dude, but he's the main antagonist, obviously. And the other great thing about this is that it's the first time that I can recall, for a children's book, the central character has a disability. He has a club foot, and even though it's set in, you know, a different time, the character is still struggling with the identity of that disability, much like we see with children today.
What you're saying really makes me think about context. Here's a boy. When he's dropped into this role of being a pirate with a peg leg, that sort of eliminates automatically all of the associations and stereotypes we might have of someone with a disability. Suddenly, instead of a disabled boy, we have a peg-legged pirate.
He's got this dagger that's awesome.
So, swashbuckling pirate story. It looks like you've bookmarked something there that you'd like to read aloud for our listeners.
Yes, let me find this here. And the lanyard gave out and the hole fell from the metal ring. Instinctively, Keto reached forward with his wounded arm. His outstretched palm caught the key ring with only a small jingle sounding, but the sudden movement was enough to make him gasp in agony. Keto clenched his teeth, and beads of sweat dimpled his forehead. He rested for a few breaths beneath the table until his head cleared. The men snored.
Okay, it sounds like he's trying to sort of keep things quiet. It sounds like he's sneaking around somewhere.
Yes.
What's happening in that scene?
You have to read the book, Kate Sweeney.
Okay, fair enough. But for you, this is one of those kids' books like Harry Potter that's entertaining for grown-ups as well. What do you think makes it that way?
For me, and I'm an adult, and I'm a well-seasoned adult at my age, for me, because of what I do, sometimes we're reporting about some heavy and tough issues, and we can escape through a lot of books that can be adult novels. I'm a big fan of sci-fi, and for me, as an adult, being able to do that, it's therapeutic, because sometimes with the topics that we're reporting on, it's so heavy, and I think if there's any journalist that says that they've never had a story that didn't tug at their heart, and maybe there are journalists out there like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm different. But it's escape.
And this book seems like a good illustration of the fact that when reading is made fun, that's when kids are going to want to do it. Often, you know, they're assigned summer reading over the summer, and there's not anything necessarily wrong with that. But, you know, maybe this book shows that, you know, reading can be and should be fun. It should be an escape.
Reading for me was my internet, I think, for a lot of people. Growing up in St. Louis, there was a summer reading program through the St. Louis Library Program. And elementary students, we were asked to read 15 books throughout the summer. And before I could go to summer camp, I had to read my 15 books. Because when I would come back from summer camp, I had to be ready to go back to school. So I would go to the library, and I think you could only check out so many books at a time. So I would try to get as many as I could. And it was the Julia Davis Library, and she's important because she started the first library for African-American children in St. Louis. And so I'd go to the library with my brother, and I'd get my books, and I'd go outside on our back porch. We had a huge backyard, and I'd sit there, and I'd read like four in a setting till it was dark. And my mother would say, come in. But I would get all kinds of books. I'd get everything from Peanuts to like science books too, because I wanted to know how a flower grows from a seed or whatever. And I would get that, and I would just stay there till it was dark, and I couldn't see. And then I wanted to read. When I got in the house, my mother would say, "No, go to bed." So,
would 8 or 9 year old Rose have enjoyed this book?
Oh yes, absolutely. And 8 or 9 year old Rose probably would have sort of acted out the scenes, and my mother would have said, "Put that knife down. It's my dagger." So yes.
Rose Scott, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank
for
you,
Paige
Kate
Turners.
Thank you.